The Way of Cross and Dragon. Such was the life of St. Judas Iscariot, as related in The Way of Cross and Dragon. St. Judas Iscariot. Extraordinary human being. He was born of a whore in the fabled ancient city-state of Babylon on the same day that the Savior was born in Bethlehem. And he spent his childhood in the alleys and gutters, selling his own body when he had to, pimping when he was older. As a youth, he began to experiment with the dark arts, and before the age of 20, he was a skilled necromancer. That was when he became Judas the Dragon Tamer, the first and only man to bend to his will the most fearsome of God's creatures, the great winged fire lizards of old Earth. That was in the first chapter of his life. In the second, he was Judas the Conqueror, Judas the Dragon King, Judas of Babylon, the great usurper. Astride the greatest of his dragons, with an iron crown on his head and a sword in his hand, he made Babylon the capital of the greatest empire old Earth had ever known, a realm that stretched from Spain to India. He reigned from a dragon throne amid the hanging gardens he had caused to be constructed. And it was there he sat when he tried Jesus of Nazareth, the troublemaking prophet who had been dragged before him bound and bleeding. Judas was not a patient man, and he made Christ bleed still more before he was through with him. And when Jesus would not answer his questions, Judas contemptuously had him cast back into the streets. But first, he ordered his guards to cut off Christ's legs. "Healer," he said, "heal thyself." Then came the repentance, the vision in the night, and Judas Iscariot gave up his crown, his dark arts, and his riches to follow the man he had crippled. despised and taunted by those he had tyrannized, Judas became the legs of the Lord, and for a year carried Jesus on his back to the far corners of the realm he once ruled. When Jesus did finally heal himself, then Judas walked at his side, and from that time forth, he was Jesus' trusted friend and counselor, the first and foremost of the 12. Finally, Jesus gave Judas the gift of tongues and recalled and sanctified the dragons that Judas had sent away and sent his disciple forth on a solitary ministry across the oceans to spread my word where I cannot go. There came a day when the sun went dark at noon, and the ground trembled, and Judas swung his dragon around on ponderous wings and flew back across the raging seas. But when he reached the city of Jerusalem, he found Christ dead on the cross. In that moment, his faith altered, and for the next 3 days, the great wrath of Judas was like a storm across the ancient world. His dragons razed the temple in Jerusalem, drove the people forth from the city, and struck as well at the great seats of power in Rome and Babylon. And when he found the others of the 12 and questioned them, and learned of how the one named Simon called Peter had 3 times betrayed the Lord, he strangled Peter with his own hands and fed the corpse to his dragons. Then he sent those dragons forth to start fires throughout the world, funeral pyres for Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus rose on the 3rd day, and Judas wept, but his tears could not turn Christ's anger, for in his wrath he had betrayed all of Christ's teachings. So Jesus called back the dragons, and they came, and everywhere the fires went out. And from their bellies he called forth Peter, and made him whole again, and gave him dominion over the church. Then the dragons died, and so too did all dragons everywhere. But they were the living sigil of the power and wisdom of Judas Iscariot, who had sinned greatly. And he took from Judas the gift of tongues and the power of healing. He had given, and even his eyesight, for Judas had acted as a blind man. There was a fine painting of the blinded Judas weeping over the bodies of his dragons. And he told Judas that for long ages he would be remembered only as betrayer, and people would curse his name, and all that he had been and done would be forgotten. But then, because Judas had loved him so, Christ gave him a boon, an extended life, during which he might travel and think on his sins, and finally come to forgiveness. Only then might he die. And that was the beginning of the last chapter in the life of Judas Iscariot. But it was a very long chapter indeed. Once Dragon King, once the friend of Christ. Now he was only a blind traveler, outcast and friendless, wandering all the cold roads of the earth, living still when all the cities and people and things he had known were dead. Peter, the first pope and ever his enemy, spread far and wide the tale of how Judas had sold Christ for 30 pieces of silver, until Judas dared not even use his true name. For a time, he called himself just Wandering Jew, and afterward many other names. He lived more than 1,000 years and became a preacher, a healer, and a lover of animals, and was hunted and persecuted when the church that Peter had founded became bloated and corrupt. But he had a great deal of time, and at last he found wisdom and a sense of peace, and finally, Jesus came to him on a long postponed deathbed, and they were reconciled. And Judas wept once again. Before he died, Christ promised that he would permit a few to remember who and what Judas had been, and that, with the passage of centuries, the news would spread, until finally, Peter's lie was displaced and forgotten. Such was the life of St. Judas Iscariot, as related in The Way of Cross and Dragon.